You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 200. And today we're celebrating this big milestone, and I'm going to pull back the curtains and reveal some of the biggest lessons I've learned about monetizing podcasts, leveraging podcasts, and how to know if it's really time for you to start your own podcast. Are you ready for this? Let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hey there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. Let's do a big woohoo. We're celebrating 200 episodes. So today, what I want to do is celebrate some of the big wins and the learnings I've had along the way that hopefully you can take and put into action in your business. And today, we're going to flip the mic from normally me talking about podcast guesting to talking about when you have your own podcast, what you need to know to make it profitable, to make it powerful, and to really make it a very important part of the platform and your business model. So I've got 5 lessons, but you know what happens when you start sharing lessons, you think of other lessons. So I reserve the right to throw in a few more nuggets along the way. So let me get into lesson number 1. You aren't creating just a podcast. You're actually creating a community. And here's what I mean by that. I realized that the most successful podcasters, my own included, if you go into it thinking like I'm creating a podcast, you miss some of the range of possibility and some of the real power that a podcast has. Now, think of it like this. A podcast usually has a host. It might have several hosts, but at least it has one host. And your job is to attract people back over and over and over again while also attracting new people. And one of the most powerful ways to do that is to really think of this like the community mentality. It's like when you're part of a community that you really love, what do? You go and share it with other people. Well, when you're creating a podcast, you're actually creating an intimate community that I like to think of it like it has its own culture. What I've noticed is there's this deep connection between the host and the listener. And the listener, when they love what's happening, they often buy from that host or the guest. They feel that sense of trust and rapport with the host. They can't wait to come back and hear what's going to happen next. They start to feel like they know you, especially if you're bringing in personal things into the podcast. They are excited to be on this journey with you. And so if you are considering having a podcast or you have a podcast and you're like, how do I make it better? Ask yourself, am I building a community or am I dropping podcast episodes? And there's a huge difference. It's something that I've been exploring even here in the Amplify Your Success world, because one of the things that I think we miss is recognizing the influence that we have when people keep coming back over and over and over again to listen to you. And we want to use influence for good, right? We don't want to be immoral or disconnected or manipulative in any way. We want to recognize that when people come back over and over and over again, there's a certain amount of respect and trust there is there, and that brings influence. And so the reason I bring this up is I think sometimes we don't recognize where we break that influence, where we break those connections. And one of them is when we get really caught up in how do I monetize this podcast? Now, I'm all for making money. You know that by now. And I'm going to talk about making more money with your podcast in a couple lessons. But when we focus on that, I think we break the vibe. We break the connection that's possible. Okay. Now, lesson number 1 being that we're creating an intimate community. When you really get that, what it does is then it starts to influence the content that you create, because you should be creating content that will inspire and influence positively the people you serve. You should be picking guests that really have a deep impact to the community. And I know a lot of people get caught up in, oh, I should have my friend on the show, or you know, you get caught up in things that you like, and you kind of disconnect, you forget that there is a vibration we're creating with the audience. And I think, you know, there are some podcasts that get created that are very self-serving, and that's okay. You know, that's their vibe. But when people wonder, like, why is this not going anywhere? Why am I not getting more followers? Why is this not doing anything? Oftentimes it's because we've forgotten to actually create a connection with the listener. Okay, so we've gotten too caught up in what we're doing between you and the other host, or kind of getting into your own desires, and we're forgetting that there is a know, like, and trust factor that's being created between you and the audience, you and that one listener that keeps coming back. Now, how this played out in my life is, and this is a little bit of why I shifted between my first podcast and my second podcast. So my first podcast was called The Small Business Optimizer, and it was around my brand, and that was all well and good, but I felt myself just so bored. I felt myself so disconnected. I didn't want to record episodes. Now, granted, it was a video podcast, and I didn't really understand the power of video at the time, but I also am really big on doing things that get you excited. I'm so excited when I get to talk to someone, especially someone that I know really well, and I know how amazing their work is, and someone who's maybe a newer friend, and I ran across their stuff somewhere, and I'm like, oh my God, this is brilliant. Like, I can't wait to share this with my community, because I'm excited about the impact it could have for you. So think about, like, how are you creating community? How are you creating connection? And so there's a lot of ways you can create community. You can have a Facebook group like we do here with Amplify Your Success Community. You can have, you know, a theme like Food Heals Nation is all about creating community around their conversation. Entrepreneurs on Fire. Hey, Fire Nation, right? So these are examples of ways that you can create more connection and create this shared value system in a community that gets them to come back, but also that they can't wait to share it with others. So lesson number one, you're creating an intimate community. Lesson number two, and I think I knew this going into the second one, but definitely not the first one, is you don't build it and they will come. I know that's a well-used saying, you know, like this belief that if we build something amazing enough, people will just come. And that might happen, and I hope it does happen, but more likely, you have to recognize that you've built a part of your business platform. This is a part of your business model. If you haven't considered how your podcast fits in your overall business model, then you haven't really looked at this well enough. And you're going to hit a point where pod fade kicks in. Pod fade is when you're putting a lot of time, money, and energy into a podcast and you're not seeing results. And that's because you don't have a strategy to create something and have people show up and listen. So one of the things I recognized going into Amplify Your Success almost 4 years ago was that I had to recognize that I needed a traffic plan. I needed what we might call a listener plan. How am I going to get listeners? And if I just went with the put it on iTunes, put it on Spotify and hope people find it, that it might take a while because there's a lot of podcasts now. It's not like in the beginning where there's maybe 100 business podcasts. No, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of business podcasts to choose from. So you have to look at ways to get traffic, get listeners to listen to your show. So I'm going to run down my list because I get asked this all the time. Melanie, how do you get more listeners for your show? Here is the basic plan, plus a couple things I've learned from some friends. So first of all, having guests on your show is one of the key strategies. Now, of course, you want to have guests that are quote unquote celebrities in your field, or that are willing and or are willing to share it. You can guest on other people's shows. So guesting on other people's shows in your niche is really valuable for attracting more listeners. You can do emails to your list. So you might notice if you follow the show in my community, that every Thursday we send out the Amplify Insights, and that is our newsletter, and we'll highlight whatever the episode is this week. So it's another way that we can bring listeners in. I speak, and every time I speak on stages, virtual and or real, I talk about being the host of the show. You can even create some incentive for people when you speak to go listen to the show. Another big piece of the puzzle is we do a lot of social media. And social media is a really important part of the overall strategy, because think of it like you're giving the podcast presence online, and it helps with your search engine optimization, meaning how Google searches find you, how podcast searches find you. But it also really helps with bringing that community together. So we, you know, do a weekly post on Instagram. We've got it on rotation in Twitter. I always do a post on LinkedIn. We do it on Facebook, right? So we're sharing it in a lot of different places. And interestingly enough, I noticed that, especially on Twitter and on Instagram, there's a lot of reshares because I've started to build a lot of culture around the podcast. Another thing, and this is something I have to give a shout out to my friend JJ Fozanes of Spirit, Purpose, and Energy podcast. She's got several podcasts. As a matter of fact, you'll find me dropping on her show in the next few weeks. But one of the things that I think comes up that's confusing is how to get found on the podcasting platforms themselves. Because a lot of people will go to their favorite podcasting platform like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Amazon now has a podcast, all the different podcast platforms, and they're searching there. Well, the best way to get found is what's called keywords, and that can be in your title. It can be in the description of your show. And JJ used to talk a lot about this and has shared with me in the past how the reason why her podcast got so popular so quickly is she really researched the kind of words that her ideal audience would look for in, at the time, iTunes podcasts, to figure out what keywords to use in her shows. So that is a big one. And I've been hearing more and more now that people are finding us on iTunes because we got very intentional about our keywords. Also, when people do Google searches these days, there is a whole section that pops up on podcasts, especially if you have a video component to your podcast. So that when you do a good job of using the keywords, you will also get found more often on Google searches and other types of browser searches. So lesson number two is you're not just going to build it and they come. And I know if you're really excited about a podcast, you're really excited about the whole idea of sharing in your authority and creating like buzz and momentum around your work, or just talking about something and you're excited about it, have a plan. You know, hire a coach. Like, that's one of the things I do with people. There's other people who specialize in launching podcasts. But before you go through all the time and energy, make sure you really know how you're going to tie this back into your business. And it's another part of the monetization strategy. Lesson number three, you're investing in your authority platform, not just lead gen. Here's why I think this is really important. We have to recognize that authority is important when you are someone who's building a business around your expertise. You want to grow beyond six figures. You want to have real influence in your field and in your industry. And if you're looking to get a book deal or get booked on stages. So let's talk about authority for a minute. I've done episodes on authority building, and I think you probably get it by now, but just for the sake of catching you up, if you're a newer part of our community here, authority means that people look to you as an expert around a particular topic or a particular body of work. When you have a podcast, it is a powerful way to get yourself to the top of a mountain, and instead of being one of many at the bottom of the mountain. But if you're wanting to get picked for other really big opportunities, then you've got to recognize the importance of authority and be very intentional about it. And the reason I bring this up is I have a lot of people who come to me and say, Melanie, my podcast isn't making any money. How do I fix it? Well, first of all, if you do a good job into lesson number two and you really build a listener plan and you have it as part of strategically part of your business model, that should be taken care of. But let's assume you haven't done that. You got really excited. You've got a podcast and it's taking up a lot of money and it's not making any money for you. We have to look at all the ancillary ways that you can leverage the authority that you're building in your audience. So first of all, are you going to launch a book? Well, we can leverage your podcast audience to position you as an expert to publishers. Are you wanting to be able to partner up with other people? So one of the hidden benefits of having your own podcast is it's a powerful reciprocity vehicle. And what I mean by that is, and I don't know about if this happens for you, but I get asked by a lot of people if I'd be willing to promote their stuff. And there's no way I can promote everything that comes my way, but I can interview people that I think are a good fit on my podcast. And a lot of times, you know, they're going to lead people through their client journey to get on their list. And it's a great way for them to build up more buzz around whatever their offering is, as well as get new clients and leads in the door. I also think a lot of people miss the opportunity in their podcast to make themselves the sponsor of the episode. So sponsoring is a pretty standard way to monetize a podcast, but not every podcast is at the point where they can have an outside sponsor come in and pay them because they don't have enough downloads, they don't have enough traction with their podcast yet. But you can turn your own podcast, you can have a sponsorship spot. So you may notice that sometimes in my podcast at the beginning and at the end, I mention a resource. Well, that's a way to get people to come onto my list and I can build a relationship with them in a more intentional way. So think of the ways that if you want to create a podcast to get more traction, to get more authority, to get more, if you think it's going to help you get more clients, well, you've got to be intentional about how you basically give people a call to action from your show. You're not just there to highlight the guest. Yes, that's an important part of it. But you're also there to make money and to really get what I consider visibility to your own business as the leader, as the influencer. And so be intentional about telling people what you're up to. Okay, so a couple people I think are really good at this is my friend Adam Shibley, who he's got two podcasts, Million Pound Mission, but also he's now doing Podcast Business School. And he's super intentional about it, but he does it in a really fun way. And he's killing it right now. I also think that someone else that I really like that does this is Allison Melody of Foothills Nation, who I brought up before. So you'll notice she does very specific episodes sometimes where she'll interview clients or she'll talk to people who are partnering with her on a promotion. And it's really interesting. Like, it's intriguing the way she does it. It's value add for the audience, but it's also basically selling people into a program. So there's a lot of ways you can do that. So that's lesson three. Recognize that, yes, you do want to leverage your podcast as a monetizable unit, but your podcast is way more than that. You're investing in your authority platform. And to look at, there's a lot of ancillary ways to leverage the effort of your podcast. Lesson number four, and this is a question that I get asked a lot, and I'm going to weave it in here. And that is, how do I know if I should start my own podcast or if I should just guest on other people's podcasts? Well, here's my learning. My learning was that I did guest for many, 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 many years. And there became a moment where I wanted to rebrand 10 years ago, and I wanted to really create my own platform. I wanted to be in control of my guests. I wanted to be in control of the conversation. I wanted to be in control of my own authority positioning. And I wanted to ramp things up. And I knew that I didn't want to go out and have my own events. That wasn't where I was at anymore. But I did want to have a platform that I can invite people in and share the awesome stuff they're doing. I love to amplify people's awesome. It's a whole big thing. As a matter of fact, this is a little bit of what you're going to see coming in 2021. We're going to be doing some really cool stuff with Amplify Your Awesome. Stay tuned for that. So what I found is it made sense for me to not just podcast guest, not just be a guest expert on other people's stages, but to take that leap and be my own host. But I went in it with my eyes wide open, recognizing I was making a financial and time investment in a platform that was going to take time to build. So if you're asking yourself or you're thinking to yourself, I want to start my own podcast, there's a couple of different ways to think about it. What kind of podcast do you want? So one of the things that a friend of mine, Anne Marie Cross, who's a host of a whole bunch of shows, she's known as the podcast queen. She's out of Australia. One of the things that she taught me and we talked about early on, if you go all the way back to the beginning of the Amplifier Success, she talks about what kind of podcast should you start? And know this going in if you're going to start your own podcast. Are you going to do a test run, meaning you're going to maybe do a series of 5 or 10 or 20 episodes? Are you going to do one season? So maybe you're just going to do just one season and be willing to walk away if you're not loving it. Or are you building a long-term podcast and you've got to be in it to win it? You've got to be in it for the long term. And that means you don't give up when it's hard and when you're not seeing the results. You dig in and you go deeper and you lean into how do I make this pay off? Which leads me to lesson number 5. Don't give up before the payoff occurs. So I learned a costly, painful lesson when I closed my Small Business Optimizer podcast, which you could still find on YouTube. And that was that just because it was hard and it wasn't working doesn't mean you just turn it off. Like again, on a certain level, my energy wasn't in it anymore. I wasn't feeling it. It was kind of the wrong platform for me at the time. But what I should have done was rebranded and kept that podcast channel. Because what I discovered, and I've actually coached several other big name podcasters on this since then, is that when you walk away from the podcast, when you walk away from that, all that work, all that momentum, and all those listeners, you have to start all over. And that was harder than I imagined. And so I could have leveraged that channel. I could have rebranded the podcast and made a whole thing about why I was making the transition, kept those listeners, but then repackaged, rebranded, and dropped the new episodes at a certain point. And I could have kept those listeners. And I didn't know that. And I was actually given some other advice, and I should have listened to my gut. Okay, again, another place where Melanie should have listened to her intuition, and she didn't. But knowing that, now I can share that lesson with you. Before you, if you've started a podcast and you realize it's not your brand anymore, it's not the conversation you want to keep having, you'd like to go a different direction. Okay, but before you do that, let's really look at the pros and cons of your options and make sure you're picking the best one for where you're going in the business next. Now, if you're completely changing your business model and you're not going to serve the same audience, you're not even going in the same direction, then yes, walk away from it, you know, go a different direction. If you don't imagine you want to do any kind of podcasting ever again, and you're thinking like, this is a lot of work, this is a lot of money, I'm not getting any results. Like I had somebody book in an Amplify session, an Amplify audit basically, and said, you know, can you help audit my podcast? Because I don't understand why it's not making any money. She's like, I've booked out my guests through the end of the year, but I think I'm going to walk away from it. And I said, well, so I took her through the process of really looking at where the payoff is and to recognize that there is a moment in time where all your hard work catches up. And instead of you feeling like there's more work than results, you get more results than work. But if you walk away before that moment occurs, all the money, all the time that you've invested in it is a loss. So one of the things I tell people is, let's look at the ways you can leverage your podcast more effectively. Because what I find is most people are not leveraging their platforms with enough power. And so of course it's going to feel overwhelming. Of course it's going to be exhausting. So you've got to find what the real payoff is and get intentional about those payoff opportunities. And the client that asked for the Amplify audit was not doing the things that would help her leverage the podcast. Okay, so it was a lot of work going out, very little coming back. And that's just one of my superpowers, is finding things that somebody is doing a lot, they're putting a lot of energy and a lot of time into something, but they're not getting a lot of results. How do you flip that and start getting better results and simplify the effort that goes into it? So don't give up before the payoff occurs. That's called pod fade, and pod fade is real. And it happens because you are in a place that you don't know how to get out of all the effort and into the results. So let's find that. If you want an Amplify audit, I will hook up in the show notes, or you can head over to melaniebenson.com and go to the link, how to work with me. Keep an eye out. If you're not in our community, head over to Amplify Your Success community right now, because we're going to be closing the doors to this program and introducing some really cool stuff for the new year. But if you want to get into the community while still free, you definitely want to head over to Amplify Your Success community right now and tell me, do you have a podcast? Are you thinking about hosting a podcast? And what was one of the learnings from my celebrating 200 episodes that you really think will help you? Now, I'm going to give you a little bonus tip, and that is, have fun with your show. Be you. You know, I was actually a little nervous when I started the show, because again, I was kind of like wrapped up and like, I got to make it work. But one thing I did was I asked some of my friends who are really big name impactors and influencers in their fields to come and talk to me in the beginning, because I knew I would have a conversation with them that would be valuable and meaningful, and it would be, you know, exciting for my audience. So when you have fun and you really are intentional about your guests and you bring guests on that you know that you're going to enjoy and that you believe will add value to your audience, you can't go wrong. So have fun with your show, be you, be authentic, and find ways to be intentional about turning your podcast, transforming that podcast into a great, powerful part of your business model. All right, I can't wait to hear your big breakthroughs. See you next week for another exciting guest interview on Amplify Your Success. This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at amplifyyoursuccesspodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.